PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Haley Platt. Today's guest is Caleb Dennison from Digital Trends. Welcome, Caleb.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Let's start with an overview or summary about what Digital Trends does and what it is really as a company.
Digital Trends started out as a digital lifestyle magazine, you know, mostly consumer electronics reviews in the early days, and then kind of grew from there to encompass more and more about the technology that touches our lives every day.
Right.
Not only what it is, but how you use it and how it can make your life better. So it's a real practical guide, I think, for, you know, all the ways technology influences our lives all the time, from TVs to smart home devices, all the way to cars. You know, we try to cover all of it, but keep it really relevant and very relatable. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be a super huge tech geek to get what we do.
Right. And I noticed that in watching some of your videos, but that it really did feel relatable. Like, I could understand it, right? But I want to talk about your day-to-day, kind of what your role within the company looks like.
I am the, I control the AV and entertainment departments.
Okay.
I'm now a senior editor, you know, because I've moved up in the ranks over the years. So I help oversee all sorts of editorial operations, but my focus on technology really is in the audio video space, you know, TVs, audio systems, Bluetooth speakers. Some of that bleeds over into VR even these days. And then also entertainment, what's happening in movies and television, but not just the movies and TV themselves, but how it's delivered. Mm-hmm. So what's happening with Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and streaming services and all the devices that you use to get that stuff into your home.
Okay.
I cover all of that, which is a lot.
It's a lot
more than when I started about 6 years ago.
Right. Yeah. So can I call you when I'm confused about how to do it? I'm just kidding.
You know what? A lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens in the comments section and some via email. You know, we get the folks who think that we actually sold them the product. They read about it at our site and then they click the Amazon link and maybe purchased it.
Right.
And then they think that we're tech support or sales.
Right. Or but that also, you're to blame for the problem.
Right. Well, yeah, we get a fair amount of those as well. But really, people do come to us with, you know, seeking advice on how to better use the product.
Okay.
And ideally, we've already prepared something for mm-hmm. that, like, you know, 10 tips and tricks on how to best use the iPhone 7
okay.
or stuff that you never knew your Android could do.
Okay.
We try to have that already prepared so that we can, you know, just give them a link. So really, we don't have to, like, walk them through it. I mean, that would be untenable. You know, we're busy writing this stuff. But, you know, we do try to meet our readers where their needs are, you know, and make sure that we already have content that we can just show them so that they can kind of walk themselves through the whole process
as
well.
So what about you personally? How has your work, I mean, I know you've talked about now you cover more things, but how has your work changed for you over the years?
Video was not a big part of Digital Trends when I got there. They had dabbled in it a little bit, but I was convinced that it was the wave of the future.
Right.
Like, you know, in digital media, you know, some people still like to read, but these days the attention span of the average millennial is somewhere around, what, I think 30 minutes?
Seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Just kidding.
You're lucky to get them through a 3-minute video.
Right.
So you need to be able to really distill everything down to its most basic elements mm-hmm. and give people a really quick snapshot of what the product is, what it does, and whether or not you want it.
Right.
And if you don't want it, which one should you go and get?
Right.
And so I push really hard to develop video, and it's grown and grown and grown and grown. Now it's a huge part of what we do.
Okay. Right. You know, it's not typical for a large media company like Digital Trends to be based here in Portland. So I want to talk about what prompted or inspired the founders to plant roots here in Portland.
Well, Ian, the CEO and president of the company, was already here.
Okay.
Co-founder Dan, if I remember correctly, was up in the Seattle area.
Okay.
And I think they met at a wedding or something like that. It was some sort of social function. And they started talking about their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And they just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And they realized, hey, we're both really into this stuff. We should do something about that. That's sort of how the company was conceived. And then when they realized that they were really going to go for it, Dan moved down from the Bay Area to, you know, be with Ian. I think, I don't know what his motivations were there, but they, you know, literally set up in Ian's garage and ate ramen for weeks on and had no furniture in their houses as they built this thing up. And I mean, that's when the roots were really firmly planted in Portland. It would have been easy to go elsewhere, but you know, but I think that the competition would have been a lot more difficult. The cost of living would have been more difficult at the time. The cost of owning, you know, or leasing space to grow in would have been a lot more costly at the time. These days, you know, Portland's become this huge tech hub,
right?
And people are moving here in droves. Whether the companies are sprouting up here or people are just seeking better living, you know, conditions or expenses, it's turning into a huge tech space. But yeah, Digital Trends was doing it before most others were, and I love it. You know, we've been in the U.S. Bank Tower now for, gosh, I don't know, 7 years or something like that, and slowly taken over more and more of our floor as as we grow. And then we, you know, opened office in New York and built that up. And we definitely want to have physical presence in multiple places, but you know, I think Portland will always be home. And I think Portland is central to the culture, you know, within Digital Trends, because, you know, a lot of, we have a lot of people that came from all over the place and land in Portland, but Portland becomes their home.
Right.
And Portland, again, I think really is at the heart of what DT is all about. You know, try to, you know, we're mostly down to earth, fun-loving, outdoor-loving folks who enjoy using all this tech that we get to play with outside of the office, you know, in our daily lives.
Right. Do you think that that yin and yang of, okay, yeah, you're a tech geek, right? And all of your colleagues, and you do your tech thing, but then you live in Portland where it's, like, is it sort of offset that part of your brain where, because Portland is the way it is? Is it a good work-life balance?
It does. It is. I think, you know, you hear about, like, the Google campus, right, which is this absolutely massive, sprawling place, and they've got free food and an immense cafeteria and all these other little spaces. Portland, I think, still, you know, craves those kind of things maybe on a smaller scale.
Sure.
So we try to provide that in the office. But as we discover more and more about what's going on around us and we want to show people that, we realize not all of it necessarily fits into this tech vertical box that, you know, we've got, which is what spurred The Manual, which is another publication driven by the people at Digital Trends. It's all about men's lifestyle, men's living magazine.
Okay.
And so if it doesn't fit the Digital Trends thing, it's definitely going to fit The Manual. And so we're able to explore some disparate stuff and still have a place for it online. And, you know, so far that's worked really well for us.
Yeah. Well, so aside from the actual workspace growth that you guys are getting ready to go through, anything else on the horizon or anything new kind of in the works at Digital Trends?
We're going to take over the world. Okay. is our big plan. No, we've always been looking up to all these other different sites, you know, and there are some great ones out there. Most of them are owned as part of a much larger umbrella, you know, so a bunch of different media outlets under one large umbrella. And, you know, we're not opposed to becoming part of that, I think, but I know that we very much enjoy our independence and the fact that we have been able to get so big on our own as an independent organization, making our own decisions. And I think that we're just going to keep on pushing. You know, there are a couple of sites, I'll leave names out for now, but there are a couple really big review sites out there backed by very huge media conglomerates, you know, like a CBS or an NBC or what have you, that we would love to be standing shoulder to shoulder with them. And we almost are. In terms of quality, we absolutely are.
Right.
In terms of sheer numbers and revenue, we're very much on our way. And, you know, we're not money hungry people. I mean, everybody likes to make money, but that's not what drives us. What really drives us is producing outstanding content that people love, you know, and that's really our goal, is to get as big as we can, maintain our voice, and maintain our approach, you know, and just bring more people into the fold.
Right. Yeah. Good. Caleb, thank you so much for being here today.
It's been my pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
Appreciate
having
it.
Me.
Appreciate it. Thanks. And that concludes this episode of Output PDX. We'll see you next time.